So, today my message is two ways to add power to prayer. So turn with me to Luke 8. We'll visit several places this morning, but we'll keep coming back to Luke 8. That's going to be our anchor, and we'll continue to come back to it throughout the morning. Luke 8 starts with the parable of the sower. So Jesus is a master storyteller. He loved to tell stories, and the fact he used parables allows us to come to him and ask him God for new meaning, new insight each time. And oftentimes we can hear the same parable and come away with different messages and different principles that God wants to say to us. However, there are some parables that keep on getting the same action points preached every time we hear it. So often that it's hard to hear what else God might have to say. And I think that's what happened with this parable of the sower. And that's why I wanted to focus on it today. Oftentimes when we think of the parable of the sower, we think of the farmer who wants to sow seeds. And he seemingly throws his seed indiscriminately as it lands among four different types of soil. So we've got the hard soil, we've got the rocky soil, we've got the soil with the thorns and the thistles, and we've got the good soil. And it seems like the sower just throws seeds everywhere, and it doesn't really matter to him where it goes, he's just sowing seeds. So what does this seed represent? We think of it as representing the gospel. What we actually talk about when we talk about the gospel is this salvation message. And for those of us who already believe and are already believers, we kind of, all we're left, our action points, our application is, well, what for us to go out and sow seeds. But if we look at Matthew 13:19 and Luke 8:11, we see different meanings to the seed. So Matthew, he calls the seed the kingdom of heaven. And in Luke, he calls the seed the word of God. The message of the kingdom and the word of God is much broader than just a salvation message. Many of Jesus' parables start, the kingdom of heaven is like. And then he goes on to explain it. And the seeds are the truths of the kingdom. So we live here, we live in China, there are truths of living in China. There are different principles that have been applied for the government or just principles that are here. But there's also the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom of heaven has principles and rules that we are to follow as well. So Jesus wants us to know what the kingdom of heaven is like so that we would know, understand the kingdom and the message of the kingdom so that his kingdom will take root in our lives. And we'll come back to this in a minute. This is actually a hard way to turn slides, so I might have to think of a different way. The enemy also understands the principles of this parable. You can see this a little bit in how Jesus talks about that the enemy comes along to when the seed that falls on hard soil, he'll come and try to snatch it up. He knows that there is power in the seed, no matter where it lands. And we know each time it lands on different types of soil, it tries to grow, although it's the good soil that has the abundance of life. So the enemy knows this, and he tries hard to not allow the seed to find root. And so he tries to snatch it up. But there's other things he does. To say it does take root, he throws in his weeds or his thistles, his thorns that will grow up alongside of it to cause it to stop growing. And so we catch that in the parable, but one thing that I want to add to it is that he does the exact same thing with his truths of his kingdom. And that is, he throws out his seed as well, he tries for his seed to grab hold in our lives as well. He knows that if he can get his seed into our soil, then we will start to manifest his kingdom instead of God's. And so he does this by throwing in lies to try to get us to believe. And we will kind of go into this as we, a little bit further, but I'm just trying to set up this idea that there's two different kinds of seeds. There's the seeds of God's kingdom, but there's also seeds of our enemy's kingdom that is trying to take root in our hearts and our soil. So the enemy is constantly feeding us lies in hopes that some of his seed will find soil to grow. Like the farmer in the parable, the enemy does not throw his seed sparingly. This is why we are to take all of our thoughts captive and think on whatever is excellent and praiseworthy. These thoughts become our behaviors. They determine how much of the kingdom we're capable of manifesting. So our thoughts actually determine how much of God's kingdom we're capable of manifesting in our lives. And that's why we are to take every thought captive And that's why we're constantly to be thinking about whatever's praiseworthy and excellent. It is the truth that sets us free. Therefore, we need more good seed released in our hearts to rule out the bad seed. Lies are replaced by truth, evil is overcome by good, and fear is driven out by love. So may we go forth and sow more of the message of God's kingdom. Paul says, in our conversation, may we speak what is only helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And this is how we sow good seed.